This is Free Talk Live, kicking off another week of fun and excitement. It is the Monday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. The archives are there with literally just months worth, but we got 6 days right there on the front page of the site. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee, none of that stuff. Just go get them at freetalklive.com. And then if you scroll down past day number six, you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with a month's worth for free, all of it on the house, freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, check out their website, freestateproject.org, or give them a call, 1-888-532-4604. Again, you can also check out their website, freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we got all kinds of fun stuff to talk about tonight. Actually, want to start with something really disturbing. This is one of those stories that you just don't expect to come across, and then you just stumble across it, and there it is, wide out for everyone to see how just despicable some people are. What I'm talking about is what I saw over at ABC News this weekend. It was yesterday's their head story on their site. 13-year-old twins Lamb and Lynx Gade have have one album out, another on the way, a music video, and lots of fans.
Now, they look like the Olsen twins.
Yeah, you're seeing a picture of them here. They're blonde, white girls, and they look shockingly like the Olsen twins.
Yeah,
actually, well, they may remind you of another famous pair of singers, the Olsen twins, and the girls say they like that. But unlike the Olsens, who built a media empire on their fun-loving, squeaky-clean image, Lamb and Lynx are cultivating a much darker persona. They're white nationalists, and they use their talents to preach a message of hate.
What the hell is a white nationalist?
White separatists. They're white extremists. They're racists.
Well, get separate.
Known as Prussian Blue, a nod to their German heritage and bright blue eyes, the girls from Bakersfield, California have been performing songs about white nationalism before all-white crowds since they were nine. This is just one of those stories that just slaps you across the face and makes you remember that there are these freaks in this country that are so stupid and just so mentally clueless that they hate other people based on the color of their skin. Not only do they just hate other people, but they're so terrible, such bad people, they have to spend their lives talking about it. And this is their thing. You know, this is how they make their money, is by spreading hatred.
Now, you're starting to sound like a liberal there, boy.
No, sounding like
one of their bleeding hearts.
Wait a minute. Just because you're against just sickening racism makes you a liberal? I don't think so.
Yeah, you want to pass them the anti-hate legislation so you can censor and perpetrate your hatred upon all us Christians. Good Christians.
Actually,
I don't think that Christians have anything to do with hating.
I'm sorry, I just keep getting these emails from Ted Pike, and about the anti-hate legislation that's going on right now. Well, they beat it, so good for them.
I don't think it has anything to do with hating anybody but Jews. Ted Pike's emails.
Yeah.
If I'm reading them correctly, I might be getting them confused with some other...
Why are we even talking about Ted Pike?
Well, the reason why I bring it up is because, whenever I see all this stuff, it always seems to be tied together for some reason. I don't understand it at all. I don't get it. The reason why I bring it up is because I think a lot of the hate that goes on in this country is protected under the guise of people being good Christians.
I think you've got it in for good Christians.
I do too. I think hate is just protected because it's freedom of speech. I mean, these little girls should be free to be as hateful as they want to be, but I'm going to talk about how terrible they are as a result of it.
Right. And I don't have it in for good Christians.
To make it clear that it's my belief and understanding that the people that are most hateful towards other races are, in fact, not Christians and claim not to be Christians.
They are the
people of the white Aryan resistance who claim that why in the world would they serve a Jewish God, and so they made up their own. No.
I've never
got a twisted view.
I've heard people hiding behind. And that's what I don't like. I don't like the fact that they're hiding behind.
I think that might have been the way it was in 1960.
Yeah, see, I don't
think so. That's the way it is anymore.
Well, let's go. Let's learn more about Lynx and Lamb, these two little white racist girls. They've been nurtured on racist beliefs since their birth by their mother, April. April says, quote, "They need to have the background to understand why certain things are happening to them. I'm going to give them my opinion just like any parent would." Well, April homeschools the girls, teaching them her own unique perspective on everything from current to historical events. In addition, April's father surrounds the family with symbols of his beliefs, specifically the Nazi swastika. It appears on his belt buckle, on the side of his pickup truck, and he's even registered it as his cattle brand with the Bureau of Livestock Identification.
Oh, God.
These people are sick. April says, because it's provocative, to him he thinks it's important as a symbol of freedom of speech that he can use it as his cattle brand. And by the way, I was actually digging around the Drudge Reports when I saw the story about these girls, and they had a different picture. ABC News just has kind of like a cutesy-looking picture of the two girls. But on Drudge Report, if you were looking at it yesterday, you would have seen a picture of these two girls wearing white T-shirts, and in the center of the white T-shirt was a caricature of Adolf Hitler. And it was like a Adolf Hitler smiley happy face. Imagine a happy face.
Oh, yeah.
with
a mustache and the little piece of hair kind of coming down from his forehead.
Uh-huh.
And it was just so disturbing. So twisted. Songs like Sacrifice, a tribute to Nazi Rudolf Hess, Hitler's deputy Führer, clearly show the effect of the girl's upbringing. The lyrics praise Hess as a man of peace who wouldn't give up. And this article just goes on, and I'm just going to leave it alone because it's just, I don't even want to read more of it. I don't want to give these two girls more promotion than we've already done here. But can you believe this?
It's shocking. It really
is.
Yeah,
it is shocking.
So now they have an album out, is what you're saying?
Apparently they've been doing music, anti-other race music, and they're all white race music for 4 years now, ever since they were 9.
Are they touring?
They must tour somewhere. They claim they perform.
Somebody's going to get hurt at one of these concerts.
Well, it's an all-white crowd, so I don't know who's going to get hurt in there.
Do you remember what happened? I think it was Cincinnati. I don't know if I've got this wrong, but I think it was Cincinnati or Cleveland. They had a KKK rally where people drove in from all over the United States, mm-hmm. and it was just like last month.
Yeah.
And then there was a riot where it wasn't, in fact, the KKK members that were rioting, but, you know, I mean, you give people that are being hated and... don't have much else to do, an opportunity to get upset like this, and there's going to be some problems.
I don't know. You know, for a long time, there was a rapper, I think, by the name of Lauryn Hill, who was fairly anti-white.
Yes.
And, you know, nothing ever happened at her concerts.
That wouldn't be where you would see the problem.
You know, I don't really know. I don't know if that's, you know, if it's going to be... Certainly.
Was that what all her music was about, though, or was she just kind of just mention it from time to time?
She didn't mention it in her music directly, I think. She mentioned it in her personal flaws.
These girls are performing songs in tribute to Adolf Hitler's henchmen.
Right.
I mean, that's how bad these girls are.
Right. Lauryn Hill definitely had, you know, some very black pride sort of philosophies, but, you know, that's not what her music's about by any stretch of the imagination. One of the most talented hip-hop artists in this last decade, but... You know, the white people aren't going to get up in arms and, you know, start riots. It's the other folks that are much more likely to do that. And
I would think that you would be much more offended in this case if you were, for example, Jewish.
I would be more offended, yeah, but, I mean, I don't think the Jews are going to be the ones to get carrying pitchforks and torches either.
I don't know.
The really disturbing part about this is the way they're presented. They're presented as, oh, they were homeschooled. And so the article doesn't really come out and take a direct shot at homeschool, but they do make the point to show that these girls were homeschooled as though to kind of take a little hidden shot at homeschoolers, when in fact homeschooling is, for the most part, a really good thing. And so that's one...
Yeah, what's sad is that suggests that these girls are probably intelligent enough to know better.
Well, they've been totally mind-warped.
They have, but they're probably very intelligent girls. They're probably getting better test scores than their classmates.
259-5791. We'll come back, talk more about this and your thoughts as well. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Toll-free, you can call in, talk about anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem. We got all kinds of stuff that we want to talk about. So if you don't call in, then we have to talk about what, well, we want to. And, Manwich, coming up, you've got a blog entry from, a soldier who was forced to stay in Iraq?
It's a story about a soldier in Iraq, and it's very interesting.
Okay, we're going to get to that. But right now we're talking about these two little girls. They're 13 years old. They're twins. They resemble the Olsen twins. Cute little blonde girls. You'd never think anything would be bad about these girls. But in fact, when you find out more about them, you've discovered they're actually white, separatist, nationalist, racist, freaks. In fact, they're singers. They have their own little singing career, and ABC News did a report on them over the weekend, and I spotted it, and I just thought, oh my gosh, we need to talk about this. And in the report, they point out how twisted and mind-warped these girls have been. I mean, they've been raised from day one in a white separatist nationalist family.
By a dad who wears a swastika belt buckle and drives a truck with a swastika on the door.
And he's a cattle herding guy, so he has a cattle brand of a swastika, yeah. Swastika that he's registered.
He's not a little obsessed.
Yeah, he's a freak. And so I wanted to kind of point this out.
Mom has him homeschooled.
Yes, correct. Mom has him homeschooled, and I wanted to point this out because it's obviously creating some outrage. I mean, if we didn't read the whole article, but there's quotes from the NAACP, there's quotes from other groups that are just, you know, outraged that these girls are out there. The problem is, the problem with this kind of reporting, the problem with this, the hysteria over these girls, is that somebody might call for a law to be passed. Somebody out there might say, these girls, and some of the quotes are suggesting that they're dangerous, that their music, this pro-white, freakish, racist, sick stuff is dangerous. And it probably is. I mean, it probably, to some extent, is dangerous. However, we can't ever support laws being passed to ban this kind of stuff. All we can do is point it out, let people know that it's out there, and hopefully just, I don't know, just ostracize these people as much as possible.
I don't think you can ostracize them anymore. They live on a ranch, and they homeschool their kids, okay? And the girls, when they're playing at concerts, I mean, I looked up this website when on the break, and when they're playing quote-unquote concerts,
yeah.
The venues that they're playing at make... here's Hammerfest 2005. There's like 9 people on a... under a shed.
Oh, they
you know, they're not in any amphitheaters anywhere.
Okay.
I mean,
I didn't think they were.
I know you didn't, but the point is that this is the best thing that ever happened to them, being talked about on the national media.
Sure.
And to
is.
A small extent, being talked about on Free Talk Live.
Right.
Now, we're not giving them any support whatever.
No.
You know, I mean, they're cute little girls, but their little minds have been warped by their Nazi daddy and mommy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if there's any recovering from this. I mean, from 13 years of... If you've been brainwashed to hate other people...
I disagree.
I think there's... Yeah,
I think
disagree.
You could bring somebody back from that?
Yeah,
think,
absolutely.
I certainly don't have that level of... being twisted. But
seriously, what would it
definitely
take?
Definitely my parents
are
racist.
I'd love to see happen. I'd like to see them sent to an inner city school where they're like... Two, you know, it's just them.
The only two white people.
The only two white girls in school.
Sent by whom?
I don't know.
The Nazi dad. The
Nazi
dad. Yeah, not gonna happen.
Exactly.
Well, here's my question then.
I'd like to see it happen. I wouldn't say I'd pass a law to make it happen.
If you think it's possible, if you think it's possible to break them of their sick racist ways, what do you think would take? You know, what would it take?
Adulthood. That's all. You know, they have to get an opportunity to get away
from their parents.
Yeah, get away from their parents. Get out. Experience life. You know,
they'd have to encounter someone of a different color who was, you know, very nice, and they'd have to kind of just shatter all of their disturbing, just twisted beliefs about other races.
Yeah, it's going to take years to peel the onion, as it were.
Right.
I don't think it will at all. I think they just need to be separated from their father. And
they believe this stuff. They're not wearing that Hitler smiley
they're
face.
They're 13!
But they believe it.
Totally believe it, but they're 13. As soon as they get separated from their father, who's constantly pounding these beliefs into them, it's not going to matter. You know,
they're not going to be separated from their dad.
Daddy and mommy are still together, apparently.
Right.
So.
They're going to have to live with their father pretty much forever because they're going to stay in their own little community because they're the only people who really believe like that. You know, those type of people have to stick together because there's nothing else for them. I mean, they start telling these beliefs to other people are going to go, what? You're nuts.
That's my point on the popularity these girls are going to enjoy. None. I mean, the only popularity they're going to get is from media attention.
Yeah,
like
they
this.
Might sell an extra album because ABC News reported on them.
Oh, no, they'll sell quite a few extra albums because of ABC.
So?
They might sell one extra because of Free Talk Live.
Let's go. I hope they don't because they don't deserve support at all. Let's go to Pete in Missouri. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mantwich. Hello.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Hey, Pete.
My comment on this, anything you can think about doing... to quote-unquote remedy this situation is the cure is going to be worse than the disease.
Oh, we weren't talking at all. We weren't talking at all about enforcing any sort of a cure. We were just wondering, you know, what would it take just on it for just if it happened on its own for these girls to turn away from just this life of hatred.
Well, in a way, it's understandable. Let me tell you why. Okay, because we're being forced into this multiculturalism, whether we like it or not. Now, in my mom's day, growing up in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and she was born before World War One. Okay, where she grew up, people tended to get along. The Jews, the Italians, because everybody learned English very quickly, and that was the language of the marketplace. And yeah, there was some friction, but you could jokingly call somebody whatever the epithet was, and it was okay. It was not a big deal, and people tended to get along. Now, if you got everybody speaking a different language and everybody being hypersensitive about it, then it causes more of a problem. I mean, picture yourself on a crowded elevator. Who would you want to be on a crowded elevator with? I mean, your own buddies that speak your language, or would you like to be on a crowded elevator that you, it's like you just fell off the Tower of Babel?
No, I see what you're saying, but this isn't necessarily a language issue. This is a color issue. These girls blonde hair, blue eyes. That's what they think is the right kind of white person to be. I mean, they're the twisted Nazi freaks. I don't think that has anything to do with language more than it does just we're better because we're white. That's what they're saying.
That's, people have a right to be tribal. It's a not so nice part of humanity. But
sure, they have, and I have a right to exclude them as well. And that's what I'll be doing.
Okay, that's well and good. But I mean, do you want to be told what neighborhood you have to live in? You know, for integration, no. Okay, if you want to. You know, be honest about it. You might have a preference where you want to live based upon the character of a neighborhood, you know? And that's the way people are.
Fair enough. Pete, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791.
I want to bring up that because I think it's important what he was saying. He's talking about character. Yes, these particular girls are judging character based on color, but the bias is coming from character. In other words, they have certain beliefs about the character of people based upon, they just make that judgment of their character based on their color.
Right.
And
it's totally
he's saying
superficial.
That to some extent that there's a, they don't want to react, there's a reticence to react because of the multiculturalism that's being shoved down our throat. And that's absolutely true. I mean, multiculturalism is around every corner. They're trying to paint the world that way.
Right.
And I can see that there would be some people rearing back from that.
Joe and Brian are on the line. Your calls as well. Ladies, if you call in, we'll put you to the front of the queue here. 800-259-5791. Talking about these Nazi twin freak girls. More Free Talk Live coming up.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with another Car Clinic Minute. It was a dark and stormy night as the headlights scattered across the two-lane road. Sounds like a horror story, but it doesn't have to be. When I come back, I'll have some bright ideas for a happy ending. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. You're seated comfortably and waiting for the show to start. Will it be a tale from the crypt or a love story. I'm not talking about a movie. I'm referring to your nighttime driving experience. Because 90% of driver reaction depends on vision, the projection of your headlights can make the ending a happy or tragic one. To check headlight alignment, wait until dark and shine them from 25 feet onto a closed white garage door or a similar surface. You can easily compare brightness and aim and correct if either is off. Now, go enjoy the Twilight Zone. Popcorn, I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma states. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can sign up for the updates list. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send it to your email box if you're on the updates list, and you can get on for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. I've almost been made speechless by this. It's just so disturbing to me. I almost don't even know what to say about it. An ABC News report on two little white girls, little blonde hair, blue-eyed white girls that look so innocent and just like a couple of nice little girls.
Mm-hmm.
Except when you actually start talking to them and they start spewing out racial hate. Yeah, their dad has a Nazi belt buckle that he wears around. He has a Nazi swastika on his truck. They have just been totally brainwashed from day number one of their lives. Now they're singers. They're white hate singers. What do you call them? White nationalists, I guess they call themselves. White nationalist singers, and it's not like they're drawing big crowds, as you pointed out, man.
You know, it's not really a fair label, though. I mean, nationalist means that, they support this nation, and this nation's a melting pot of all different races.
Well, I think what white nationalist means is that they support a white nation. Like, they'd like to live in their own little white nation. And, by the way, at the end of this article...
But I heard recently that nationalism is the solution to globalism.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah. At the end of this article... It says that apparently Lamb and Lynx, which are their names, they decided to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina, the white ones. The girls' donations were handed out by a white nationalist organization who also left a pamphlet promoting their groups and beliefs. Some of the intended recipients were more than a little displeased. After a day of trying, the supplies ended up with few takers, dumped at a local shop that sells Confederate memorabilia. Last month, the girls were scheduled to perform it at the local county fair in their hometown, but when some people in the community protested, they were removed from the lineup. So, it's a tough road there for these little girls. Let's go to the phones to Brian in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Brian in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Hey, yes. Brian.
There we go.
It's
all
always
right
the first call of the night.
What's up?
Not much, man. Just wanted to comment. You were asking about, how could someone recover from 13 years worth of this racial hatred beat upon them? And
right.
You know, well, I think that's absolutely positively true that they could. Because how many people do you know that were browbeat through 13 years worth of government worship, and they've now become libertarians?
This is true.
You know,
I don't know if it's quite as intense. I mean, I don't think most people, most parents, bring their kids up with daily indoctrination about how wonderful the government is.
What about religion?
You want to bet?
The schools sure do.
Oh, really? You got to support your troops. You got to support the government, you know, support the president because, you know, he's the president. We got to support him,
I'd say the same holds true for religious indoctrination, and that yet there are people who grow up raised strict Catholic who become strong atheists or just agnostic or, you know, go to completely different
religions. I'd just be curious to know where these girls are going to be when they're, 10 years from now, 23 years old. I'd just be curious.
But you make a good point, Brian. It's certainly possible that I suppose they could be saved from this path of hatred that they're currently on.
They'll probably go to a music college and realize where all their musical influences came from.
Probably so. But, you know, it's going to take, you know, an epiphany. That's what happened to me, you know.
Right.
I went through 13 years worth of government schools, you know. I was in the military, you know, I had all the oorah stuff beat into me, and, you know, it was finally took an epiphany for me of where I just realized that, you know, I took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And I realized, wait a second, what am I doing? What am I doing when I vote for these people? What am I doing when there's going to have to be an epiphany for them as well. Going,
indeed.
Wait a second, this hatred that I'm showing towards these people is idiotic and it's misplaced.
Brian, what do you think about the marketability of these girls, say when they're 23 and hot, which they're going to be? I mean, you can just look
no
at
doubt.
These 13-year-old girls and they're going to
unless they hopefully get into a horrible accident.
Well, that's pretty awful. What do you think is going to happen? Now, at 23, if they manage to completely change their ways and now they have a pop career or something of that sort, do you think that they'll be able to springboard off of the weird Nazi racist singing that we've changed our ways?
Maybe.
Or do you think that they, you think that it'll really, you know, they'll never get anywhere because of that that past?
Depends on how good their agent is.
Good point. Thanks for the call, Brian. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello, you sexy guys.
Hey there.
Well, first of all, I want to say that Brian made some really good points.
Yes.
But what I want to talk about is I happen to grow up about 30 or 40 miles south of the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Aryan Nation. I don't know if you've ever heard of that in North Idaho.
Sounds like a bad, bad church.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, church, my butt.
Mm-hmm.
they were pretty much a Nazi Ku Klux Klan group who would bomb houses of people who were Jews and blacks and whatnot.
In Idaho? I mean, are there
North
a lot
Idaho.
Of Jews and blacks
now,
in Idaho?
I'd like to point out that she's supporting my claim here. She's just bringing up evidence that I said that these people tend to hide behind the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah, they call themselves the church, but they actually were a military compound.
Yeah, they're not church-oriented at all, but they
right,
hide behind
right. And
right.
They burn crosses every Sunday and, you know,
yeah,
put on their
white Jesus would like it if he burned the cross.
Yeah, yeah. What's really ironic is they were actually listed in the Yellow Pages as under churches. That's what really cracked.
But where else would you put them?
Yeah.
Weird-ass hate groups?
They were a hate group.
Well, they have to operate tax-free, you know.
But eventually, I've lived in New England now for about 18 years, and I read several years ago that there were so many people from this church convicted of violent crimes, murders and bombings and whatnot, that they found a leader, and he was convicted of murder, and the government eventually
yes.
went in and shut down the so-called church, which I don't agree with, because people have the right to believe whatever they want to believe.
As crazy as it might be, yes.
Well, they shouldn't have had a church status, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
We could have a church status, the Free Talk Live church,
right,
that way we won't.
I absolutely think we should start a church, and I would like to say that we need to worship the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Yeah.
So, Kayleen,
another thing, though, is, you know, it's like Larry Elder says in his book, racism is racism. You know, look at people like Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, and to some extent, well, actually, Al Sharpton is worse, but to some extent, Jesse Jackson.
Okay.
These guys are like a three-man reverse KKK. You know, they
well,
hate
without
the
all
wives,
the burning of the
and
crosses,
this and that, and it's just
they don't seem to call for the violence.
Oh, they don't verbally, but you know, they're pretty militant.
Yeah, I wish that, you know, I wish we could snap our fingers and just get rid of racism tomorrow, but unfortunately we still have a long way to go, obviously, and that's kind of why I wanted to bring this up tonight, because it's just so disturbing to realize that there are still people out there like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, at the very end of the story here, it suggests that their mother decided that the place they grew up was not white enough for them, so she sold her home and is now hoping that she and the girls can find an all-white community in the Pacific Northwest. Good.
Ah.
Go away. I want all of these people to move together so they can have their little white community. That way they're not living with any of us who aren't total freaks. Kayleen, thanks for the call. We appreciate
it,
as always. 800-259-5791. We got more calls coming up. This is your show. Talking about these two little Aryan nationalist white girl freaky, scary stuff.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole food. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for your calls. If you make them, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got live streaming. The broadband version of the show is there, as well as a dial-up version. They're both totally free, so take advantage of that at freetalklive.com. So far this hour, we've been talking about a story that I spotted on over at ABC News this weekend about these two little girls. They're 13 years old, and if you just saw them across the street, you'd think, oh, look at those cute little kids. And then if you actually talk to them, they'd probably just talk about one thing, because people like this tend to have a very singular mindset. All they want to talk about is how they hate people who aren't white. These two little girls are white nationalists. They're singers as well. And we're just talking about this because I think it's important to bring attention to the fact that racism is not dead in America. As a matter of fact, it's still alive, very dangerous, and very disturbing. And you should know that there are people like this out there.
I think it's mostly dead. I mean, if you've got to go,
I don't think so.
If you have to search so hard for these for crackpots like this, you know, I mean, most people are
these
not.
These girls are the more visible of the racists in America. I think a lot of it is underground, and they're just kind of the tip of the iceberg, so to speak.
This type of racism isn't the worst racism. The racism that exists is a pervasive racism that is much more subtle. The violence doesn't come out until later. I mean, the fact that these people are openly, you know, advocating violence, yes, these are the freaks, these are the people, but I think...
They're not the ones that are advocating violence. It's some of the other... performers
that, right, that they're with, but
they're just kind of doing tribute songs to Adolf Hitler,
to other people
like
who seriously advocated and were engaged in violence. But what I'm saying about this is I think that there exists a pervasive, very subtle violence, you know, where people say, oh, well, look at them, look at them, they're yellow, you know, and just believe widely held stereotypes. And I think that there are a lot of people who do that on a fairly frequent basis.
Let's talk to Joe in Florida. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Can you hear me? Yeah, yep. You know, I see everybody getting riled up over two 12-year-old girls. When, to tell you the truth, I think black crime in this problem is something I'd like to see ABC do a story about.
Black crime in this what?
I think black crime in this country, black on white crime, is a story ABC should do. I'm a lot less worried about these two 12-year-old girls committing crimes or anything like that. They're not going to interfere with your safety. The way the media and people like you pick up this story and make a big issue out of it, the hatred I hear when you talk about these two 12-year, by the way, they're 12-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. ABC lied and made them teenagers so people like you could sit there and pile abuse on them.
Oh, I'd abuse them if they were 12, if I'd known they were 12. I don't care how old they are. They're sick and twisted. Are you a racist, Joe?
I'm a separatist. There's a difference.
So you're a freak.
I avoid black people because they're criminals.
What are you talking about?
Because on average, 56% of the murders in this country are committed by black males who only...
How do you know that? Most murders aren't even solved.
The FBI crime statistics. Why don't you go on the FBI crime site and look it up?
Look, you wouldn't believe anything else the government said.
Why do you think black neighborhoods are so dangerous? Black schools. Why do you think all the white kids leave when the black kids come
in? I want to ask you a question.
You can't ask him a question.
No,
he's shut up.
No, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. So, my question for you is it blacks in general or just black Americans?
I think that blacks, on average, commit more crimes. Black neighborhoods are more dangerous.
Really?
Where would you rather have your car break down? On Martin Luther King Boulevard in Detroit or on Cherry Apple Lane in North Carolina in Raleigh? I'll tell you, I'd rather have my car break down in a nice white neighborhood. Even Jesse Jackson said that one time.
Depends.
Why
see, if I were in a poor...
I'm a white separatist because I want to avoid black people and the problems that are in the...
Why do you think that is? I want to know why you think it is that blacks are more prone to crime.
Because I think they're genetically inferior, and they're also... They can't control their impulses. There's scientific genetic research on black people, which, by the way, the government won't allow anymore because they don't like the results that come out from the scholarship.
Actually, the government...
You make me freaking sick, just so you know.
You think I'm sick, but you know something? There are a lot of books, a lot of well-researched.
You're also incorrect about that. The government has been supporting eugenics programs for several years now.
The Jesse Jackson and the government said that no major universities could do any more studies on race and intelligence.
Well, it's been happening anyway. It's been happening underground. We've reported
because
on
they
it.
They didn't like the way the results were coming out. Now, listen, I can scientifically back my argument.
Oh, yeah, right. You're going to scientifically back your arguments with books written by a bunch of people like you, right, Joe?
What neighborhood are you living in? I don't see you living in a ghetto with them.
There's Chinese people across the street from me. There's black people down the
street. They're bad people. I'll have my whole neighborhood Chinese. That's
my
fine.
Black people down the street from me. You didn't let me finish.
You might call me a racist, but I just don't like blacks.
Hey, look, I live in an upper middle class neighborhood, and there are blacks that live on my street and Orientals that live on my street. My best friend in the whole world is black. I mean, you're making these broad generalizations about what black people are like, and it's not true.
About what a white separatist believes.
Hey, Joe, I know everything you believe.
There's a difference between a white supremacist and a white separatist. A white separatist just wants to be away from different elements.
Why don't you go separate yourself, then?
The funny thing is that all you rich, like, liberal types, you sit there and not
your... Where did you have to be a liberal?
I want
fuck is a liberal? You're calling me a freaking name. I can defend myself. What is a liberal, punk?
Hold on. I want to ask.
I'll tell you what a liberal is. A liberal is one of these people that think that you should put their kids in schools with blacks so they can get beat up every day and their schools can go to hell. And that's why you're a liberal.
Joe?
I don't know where you are on
hold
economics.
On there, douchebag. We're going to put you on hold. And if you got it, hold on and we'll come
I'll
back to you.
Off.
If you want to talk to Joe, the white separatist, he's not a... What did he say he wasn't?
Not a supremacist.
He's not a supremacist, even though he just told us he thinks black people are inferior. He's a separatist. We're going to come back and talk to him some more. 800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. You can take control of the show, 800-259-5791. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, and it's all free. It will continue to be free, and we want you to go vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month thing. Takes you just a moment. If you have yet to vote in the month of October, head over to vote.freetalklive.com right now, and it's quick and fast and easy. So we're going to come back to the phones here in just a moment, but before we do, since we're all yelling at each other, we need to just calm down. And we need to reset, because, Johnson, you brought up a good point during the break, and that was that Joe thinks we're liberals. What are we, Johnson?
We are libertarians. He hasn't been listening to our show long enough to understand that we, unlike most of these Democrats who want to make laws, make progressive laws to make sure that Joe can't live his life and do what he wants and be, you know, and separate himself, we are the type of people that While we may not agree, and while we may think Joe is scum, we want to give him the right to do whatever he wants, because we believe in freedom.
As long as he doesn't hurt somebody else. Go ahead, separate yourself. Go ahead and take yourself away from all those
Go ahead and be a
folk.
Jerk.
Yeah, go ahead and live with all white, pretty, blonde-haired, blue-eyed people, Joe. Go right ahead. Let's bring Joe back on the line. So how do you feel about that, Joe? What if you? Why don't you just go ahead and join a little white separatist community somewhere?
I am, basically, now. I live in a neighborhood that is almost 90-something percent white. I can go to the supermarket. And let me tell you something. I've gone to Africa. I've been around the world. My last job, I spent about the last 3 years working in New Orleans, and it's a cesspool. I had to drive through the Ninth Ward to go to Bourbon Street. I was working in St. Bernard Parish.
The way you view the world has...
I worry my car would break down. I had a friend of mine who tried to carjack him for just driving at a red light.
Here's a question for you, Joe. You mentioned that blacks are more prone to violent crime.
Yeah.
Well, how many black serial killers and mass murderers can you name?
There's been quite a few. What about those two snipers up there in Washington? You got the Wayne Williams guy in Atlanta. And considering they only make up 6% of the population.
6%? Where do you get your numbers? They're 12.
Black males are 6% of the population.
Yes.
Right.
That's a little unfair when you,
by the way,
take females into account.
One of the reasons...
We always make the complaint about white males. That's why I use black males.
Not that I'm going to persuade you or anything, Joe, but one of the reasons why Nolens is a terrible place to live is because they have a big government there, and the big government oppresses people. It oppresses people.
Tribal. The government there now is running along tribal lines. Unless you're black, you're not going to get elected mayor.
Joe, thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. When he's talking about all these areas where black people live that are so terrible and crime-ridden, well, the reason why they're in bad shape tends to be because they have government coming in there trying to make things better, when in fact when government comes in and does things, it tends to have the opposite of its intention. So if government's trying to help black people, it usually ends up harming black people, whether it be through reverse racism programs like affirmative action, which basically tells black people, hey, you're not good enough to get into college on your own. Volition, so we're going to go ahead and lower the standards for you so you can get in because you're black. And also other government programs that keep black people down are programs like regulation and business licensing and things like that.
That little thing called the drug war.
The drug war, of course, is a huge program against black people. If we would just let people be free, let them live life however they want to live it, then and get government out of people's lives, it would actually give black people and other poor people the opportunities that they need to increase their wealth, to increase their knowledge, and become competitive with smartasses like Joe. We're going to come back with hour number two. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.